Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and this is Word of the Day.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Word of the Day. I'm Zach.
I'm Charlie.
Sorry, I wasn't ready. Hi, I'm Chris.
Yeah, thanks, that was Chris. That was God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
Today's Word of the Day is God.
God, one. In Christianity and other monotheistic religions, the creator and ruler of the universe and source of all life, the supreme being. And as I unlock my phone to find the next one... Two, in certain other religions, a superhuman being or spirit worshipped as having power over nature or human fortunes, a deity. An image, idol, animal, or other object worshipped as divine or symbolizing as God, a god. Used as a conventional personification of fate. Three, as an adored, admired, or influential person. God. Do we have a sentence, Chris?
Yes. Dear God...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's an...
Just a short one.
Yeah, it's an expletive.
Yeah, that's nice.
Expletive?
Yeah, expletive. There are a bunch of terms for it.
Okay, good.
Exclamation.
So, does that mean... Okay, so do you remember that time where, like, C-3PO became a god with those little bear people?
Yeah, with the Ewoks.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Does that count as...
Yeah, because, as I just mentioned, the third definition is an influential, like, beloved or... whatever figure.
Yay. Okay, good. I brought it up because Star Wars pajamas.
So. Oh, yeah.
You are, in fact, wearing Star Wars
pajamas.
I am, in fact,
wearing Star Wars pajamas.
We chose a really non-controversial one today. I'm really proud.
Yeah, this is way more, way less controversial than our episode on the word.
Well, I can't even remember a single
one was Word of the Day, abortion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a bad one. That was a bad one. We really crossed some
lines.
Well,
we had to do that. We gave equal time to life, and that's equal time rule.
Yeah.
We should play a song.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I just hijacked the computer.
You really did.
I'm really, yeah.
I mean, yes, this is your computer, but, like, learn some ethics.
Sorry, I'm a control freak.
I know.
We all know.
So what are we going to listen to?
I'm thinking that next we go in with some Sex Pistols with God Save the Queen.
All right. This is...
Which one is that? Is that the second one?
That's the next one.
Okay. This is that band with this song.
Yay!
A shocking figure in the eye of the universe.
that organized cacophony was Radical Adults Lick Godhead Style by Sonic Youth.
Cacophony? Are you one of the writers for Pitchfork?
I don't get it.
Yeah, neither do I.
You don't read Pitchfork reviews?
No.
Pitchfork, it's, I feel like, I it's should. Like a music
Oh, the music magazine that I went to. I went to one of their meetings, and I was just
Oh,
like,
not, not like a Tufts one.
No, the,
like
the Tufts
one.
Music magazine is Melisma.
Yeah. I went to one of their meetings and got really bored.
I didn't even know it existed.
So, Zach.
Yes.
It's come to my attention that someone in this room is a, according to the words of our great President Monaco, quote.
That wasn't President Monaco. That was Dean Coffin. Yeah.
Dean Cacophony.
Ooh. Yeah, it came to your attention because I told you.
Yeah, also because he told me that there is a, quote, altar boy from Boston?
Okay, you're just...
No, I got it.
Medford.
An altar boy from Medford who works at the Somerville Theater. End quote.
Yes, and that
I have
would
a
be
lot
me.
Of questions about your altar boy days.
I would love to hear them.
Because God playlist.
Yes.
Okay, did you wear like a little smock?
Yes.
Did you
it's
wear like
called
a...
an alb. Yes.
Did you wear like a little boat, like a little, like one of those like braided rope thingies?
It's just like a rope thingy, and it's called a
Come on, altar boy.
Cincher.
There it is.
Why did you become an altar boy?
You know, just cause my sister was one before me.
Did your parents make you?
A little bit, but I also kind of... It was probably best for me because I was always kind of bored, and that was a way to get me to not be bored in church.
Then what did you have to do?
I just drew on the programs.
You just, like... You do a lot of things. You know,
you
just...
have to, like, ring the bell.
It's a lot of just, like, setting stuff up.
Yeah, it's a lot of, like... Imagine, like, the crew backstage who gets all the props together for...
But they're all boys, and they're dressed in fancy outfits.
They're not all
outfits.
Boys. Or no, they're all... At least where I was.
They were really strict about the all boys.
I mean, like, they're young kids. They're young kids, and they're, like, dressed up.
Okay. Did you have to wear? Were you
I didn't
the
have
altar
to wear
boy?
Anything else.
Okay. Were you the altar boy that like brought the bread and the wine up, or were you the altar boy that like rang the bell when there
we
were?
We wouldn't. We wouldn't have. We would have like members of the laity bring up the bread. I would do like the hand washing. I would do like bringing stuff up to the altar. We also didn't have bells.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, my church, like, if there's one thing...
We used to do the bell thing. We don't do the bell thing, no.
When my sister was little, she thought that the bell was a telephone. So, like, almost every week, she'd be like, somebody get that telephone.
Like it was God calling or
no,
something?
No, like, they'd be like, here's the bread, let's pray about it. And then they'd ring the bell. And then my sister was like, somebody get the phone. Like...
That's adorable.
Yeah. Because she was like 3.
Yeah.
And it was the 90s.
That's what people, that's what 3-year-olds do in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can confirm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were 3-year-old in the 90s?
No. But I can still confirm.
Actually,
I was 3-year-old in the 2000s.
Yeah, I was 3-year-old in year 2000, so.
Yeah, but can still confirm.
At least we lived in more
1998, yeah.
Decades, millenniums.
No, we've lived in the same number of decades.
Centuries.
No, we've lived in
if we live to centuries. If we live to age 103, we'll be one of the largest populations to live in 3 decades.
Okay, but like, what's that one that's like 1,000 years?
A millennium.
Okay,
that's true. We have
lived in more millenniums than the average high school freshman, because they were born in 2001.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Sorry, are we going to play music?
I don't know.
Or should I ask you more altar boy questions?
It's kind of a weird topic.
Yeah. It wasn't weird. Everyone wants to know about you being an altar boy. It's really fascinating.
I actually had questions that I wanted to...
You see, John Mulaney in his new stand-up special mentions that he was... He mentions that he was an altar boy, and everyone's like, whoa, and he's like, you see, that's the thing. Like, whenever I say this, whenever I mention that now, everyone's like, whoa, but when I was a kid, it was just something I did that was boring on Sundays. Like, you know, it's just kind of nothing.
You know how they at church they changed it to like and
it was good for peace. Me, but it was nothing.
Well, what did they change it to? And peace with your spirit or something?
Oh, it was and also with you, and now it's and with your spirit is the response to
They changed it.
Peace be with you. Yeah, they did.
They totally changed it.
It is in fact changed.
It caught me off guard.
It is different. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was, see, when I was there, that was when I was, like, going to church regularly, and that was, and so everyone was, like, talking about it. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe these new changes. Like, I'm never going to get used to it. And then, you know, you get used to it.
Yeah. Why did they change it? Do you know?
I have no idea.
There was talk about it being, like, a more accurate translation.
Of what, like, Latin?
From Latin.
Yeah, that's a lie. There's definitely a different
reason. Or, like, going back to the original, like, Greek.
Oh, and okay. Then,
yeah. Because, really, there are some of the changes that actually, that are just, like, single word changes.
Yeah.
And with your spirit. Okay.
It's interesting. Let's go to the next one. Let's I don't go even to remember music. What the next one is. Yeah. What is it?
Radical adult.
No,
we just did that one.
God is a number?
God, yes! Slater Kinney.
Oh, yeah.
God is a number.
Yay.
All right. Well, have fun, my friends.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Wasn't that lovely? Yeah, that was, I think that was God is a Number by Slater Kinney, followed by Jack White with Lazaretto.
Who one knows? Of my favorite songs.
Yeah, you would know better than
I do have the playlist right in front of me. So. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Either of you. I don't have the computer in front of me.
No, you do not. No, you do not.
Yeah, so God.
Yeah, we should have come up with a segment about this.
Oh, no, I was playing that new Pocket Morty game on my phone. Wow, that game is fun.
Is it's God like, mentioned in Rick and Morty? Is God mentioned in any cartoons?
In any cartoons? God's a recurring character on The Simpsons.
I know in true. Rick and Morty, they say there is no God in a comedic way. If that helps the dialogue.
And there's that one Simpson. Like, there's that one Simpsons episode where Homer, they figure out that Homer is stupid because he kept sticking crayons up his nose as a child, and one of them hit his brain.
Mm-hmm.
So they take out the crayon, and he gets really, really smart. And he really like sends Ned into a crisis because he's so smart that he disproves the existence of God.
There's that other episode of The Simpsons where Homer becomes the Grim Reaper and has to deliver Marge to God.
Oh, one of the Treehouse of Horrors?
One of the Treehouse of Horrors. Hmm. SpongeBob doesn't mention God.
No.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
There's probably some stuff in Family Guy or American Dad, but I don't watch those.
I also don't watch those.
South Park? Yeah, South Park has...
I haven't seen South Park in
South
years.
South Park has Satan. It doesn't have God.
No, it has Jesus.
It does have Jesus, that's true.
But no God.
And it does have various religious figures together.
Like, yeah.
It has Muhammad, it has Buddha.
It has that Taoist person. I took Chinese history a semester ago.
You should really know this.
I really should.
Not even a semester ago, to be honest, a month ago.
Yeah, it was like 5 weeks ago. You had your final a month ago.
Lao Zedong.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Still so world thing. Religions. World religions are cool.
Yeah, what's your favorite archaic religion?
My favorite archaic religion?
We're talking mythology.
It can be mythology, it can be a weird religion, anything you want.
What's that one where, British people, before Rome came?
Like the Celtics?
Yeah, Celtic religion?
The Celts?
No, it's like...
Druidism.
Yeah, Druid.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a Celtic
religion. They're super into trees.
That's pretty cool.
Some were super into trees. It varied.
Well, we don't give trees enough credit in our society. Trees are pretty cool.
I like playing Druid in Dungeons & Dragons.
Trees get a lot of love, Chris.
We still have to play D&D. Or Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes.
Okay, I made that elf.
There you go, Chris.
Yeah.
Trees get a lot of love, elf. Chris. There are a lot of people who go and hug them.
Yeah. Hug trees?
Trees are
tree huggers.
Cool.
You think I'm not one of them?
I never said you weren't one of them.
I mean, Druidism... Or whatever. Being a druid is kind of like the force when you think about it. You know, it's a thing that connects all of nature, you know, and it's kind of worshiping that. I don't know.
I guess. I wouldn't
I think
say
about the force.
Force
in religious aspects very often.
I know.
Yeah, the force is a bit different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Zoroastrianism just because of the name. Like, Zoroaster is a pretty cool name.
I don't even know what it is.
Although, I don't know if that's exactly archaic. Aren't there still people who are Zoroastrian?
There are some, but it's more archaic than the main religions today.
Yeah.
Zoroastrianism was this guy named Zoroaster, and it was kind of the precursor to all the modern monotheistic religions. So it had one god, it had a pretty similar stuff to Christianity. Yes, Chris.
Thank you. What's the name, or like, what's that one, like, what is a Jehovah's Witness? I don't know what that is.
That's Christianity.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's another branch of Protestant.
Does it only have to do with knocking on doors?
No, but I think a large part of it is missionary culture and trying to spread the faith. So you get, like, Jehovah's Witnesses who do that. That was kind of a hallmark of the Jesuits, trying to spread the faith to non-believers.
Classic Jesuits.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Jesuits are awesome, man.
Yeah, I mean, they were pretty good.
Except for they did a lot of stuff out of Japan. That one. Oh, really? Oh, was it?
Except
oh.
that they teach Thank at you. BC.
Burn. Wait, are they? Is that a Jesuit school?
Yeah, there are a ton of Jesuit schools.
Up here, there are a lot.
Because Saint Ignatius of Loyola was all like, "Hey, I really love education. Let's educate people."
Saint Ignatius of Loyola. You just casually know
that's the Catholic saint. That's the founder.
He's the founder of the Jesuits.
The Jesuit order.
Doesn't mean I know it.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
you're not a history major.
I'm not.
Pope Francis is a Jesuit.
Yeah, he's the first Jesuit pope, I think.
Yep. which is why he chose Francis, because the Jesuits and the Franciscans
Franciscan
is the other order.
So it's kind of French.
Like, it's kind of like, you know, an olive branch. All right, so are we gonna go into another one, or are we gonna do
PSA?
Yes,
I believe we're gonna play a song by
the Kinks. Yes.
What's the name of that song, Chris?
I believe it is
God's Children.
That is it. That was lovely.
Yes.
Oh, we're on?
Yeah, we're on.
God, that game is addictive.
So I've got...
I think you have a message for us.
I do. Charlie. I was waiting for you to introduce it.
Yeah, sorry.
So I have a PSA today about space heaters.
A pizza.
Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for, fun fact, 1/3 of home heating fires.
Oh, gosh.
And 81% of home heating fire deaths.
Wow.
So they're basically death machines. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people. People can burn, too.
People can burn?
I guess.
I didn't know that.
At least another PSA. At least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. Not small-minded children. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, that's kind of like... people can burn. People can also freeze to death. Did you hear about that girl in Wisconsin?
No.
Okay, so she was at a party, and she kind of stormed out and wasn't necessarily in the best mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And she stormed out in, like...
I saw that on Facebook.
In, like, jean shorts, a tank top, and, like, tights. And it was negative 5.8 and a wind chill of negative 27.5.
Wow.
And she froze to death.
Wow.
I did hear about that. I saw it on the Facebook.
Speaking of dead people, David Bowie.
Yes.
Is he dead?
You didn't know
you
that?
You missed this entire thing?
One's David Bowie?
You honestly, like,
Starman,
missed this? We play, like, a David Bowie song every show.
Pretty much. Yeah.
What? I'll Google David... I'm better with faces.
Okay. I mean, he has a lot of faces, but...
David, what's, like, one of his songs?
Okay, Starman, Space Oddity.
Rebel.
That sounds a little familiar.
That was the last show.
That's because we played that before break.
But like I couldn't.
Well,
you're gonna hear
one of his songs right now.
Oh my god, which one is it?
You're gonna hear "God Knows I'm Good."
Yeah, this is gonna be "God Knows I'm Good" by
David Bowie. RIP.
Walking through the counters of a national concern, and a cash machine was spitting by my shoulder, and I saw the multitude of faces, honest, rich and clean, as the merchandise exchanged and money rolled. And the woman, hot with worry, slyly slipped a tin of a stewing steak into the paper bag at her side, and her face was white with fear in case her actions were absurd, so she closed her eyes to keep her conscience blind, crying, "God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good. God may look the other way today. God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good. God may look the other way today." Then she moved toward the exit, clutching tightly at her paper bag. Perspiration trickled down her forehead, and her heart had leapt inside her as a hand laid on her shoulder. She was led away, bewildered and amazed. Through her deafened ears, the cash machines were shrieking on the counter as her escort asked her softly for her name. A crowd of honest people rushed to help a tired old lady who had fainted to the whirling wooden floor, crying, "God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good. Surely God won't look the other way. God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good. Surely God won't look the other way."
starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get enough to eat from God. Can't believe in you.
Dear God, sorry to disturb you, but I feel that I should be loud and clear. We all need a big reduction in a amount of tears. All the people that you made in your image sit on fighting in the street, 'cause they can't make opinions meet.
That was Dear God by XTC. The interesting thing about that song is it kind of rejects the deist approach to religion.
I mean, that's fairly obvious just from...
No, but like... Yeah, but it like makes the argument that like he doesn't believe in God because God lets bad things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the exact thing that is explained in deism, which had so much popularity in the Renaissance among people mm-hmm. like Voltaire and Montesquieu. Chris, you know what deism is?
No.
Okay, so it's like deism's the idea that God created the world and then he just kind of
the clockwork god.
Yeah, and he just kind of went to watch Netflix. So he made all these natural laws.
Like God is a creator but isn't an active part of the universe.
It's like owning an ant farm. You're just kind of looking.
Yeah, you have to set up the ant farm, but then you can let it go and it'll function on its own.
Or like watching a nature documentary. Or creating a nature documentary.
Yeah, it sets up. So like in that song, he doesn't accept the idea that God could have created the world, but then just mm-hmm. let the natural laws function. The natural laws let bad things happen. Which
it's interesting that you're posing that as a reactionary rather than. I feel like deism as a movement, like came about because of that question.
Yeah, no.
How is there a God but bad things happen?
Yeah,
they're like,
That's totally why it happens, you know? And it makes sense as an explanation to that problem. But I understand that that won't placate many people's.
Yeah,
like a sense of fears about the bad things in the world, in the same way that an active view of God in the machine, a Deus Ex Machina, mm-hmm. would.
I've never seen Ex Machina.
No, I'm talking...
It's a great movie.
Well, Deus Ex Machina...
It's an okay movie.
Deus Ex Machina is a Greek term about it's gods interfering in the lives of mortals and playing an active role in daily affairs.
It's really more so a literary term than it is.
But it can describe... Else.
It's also a movie
well,
that
Ex
I haven't
Machina.
Seen.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Greek gods... What's your favorite Greek god, Chris?
Speaking of the Greeks.
Well, let's see. I haven't studied mythology since sixth grade, so I'm a little rusty.
All right.
But my mom taught planetarium, so I want to say, what's that whale thing? I liked the whale.
There's
a
whale?
Yeah, there's a whale. A whale constellation.
Oh, we're talking gods, it be not constellations.
I know, but it's like a weird.
That
like,
seems like
gray
a, that seems like
area.
A southern hemisphere constellation.
No, but like it's like a but it's like half god or something. It's like the same thing Achilles is or something, but it's like
a demigod.
Yeah, it's a demigod.
So. Achilles isn't a demigod; he's just blessed. But
yeah,
well, but, this yeah, whale thing is like a demigod, and he tried to eat like Persephone or something. And then something happened, and now it's in the sky.
Solid. Okay.
Yeah.
Solid, then.
Learn something new every day.
Was that a good answer?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah, so Achilles was...
Because he was dipped
mom,
in the river.
Yeah, his mom dipped him in the river Styx, but she did it holding his heel, so the only part that didn't touch the river Styx
oh,
was
I know
his
that.
Heel.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. Why couldn't she just put her hand in? Sure, she'll have, like, an immortal hand.
Well, no, because you can't, like, go entirely in or else you'll die.
Or she could have taken him out, rotated him, and dipped his heel in.
That's true. That is just
maybe.
Sloppy
maybe
work,
it's just your entire body can't be submerged like ever.
Yeah, you but know? Like that's just a weird rule.
Well, no, because you're like wet with the weird Styx water.
Yeah, but it didn't hurt his
okay,
other part.
Okay, dude, we're talking about the river that separates our world from.
Yeah, but
Hades.
he was like fine after being dipped in it partially.
Yeah.
Why couldn't he just be dipped the whole way? His mouth got... He must have... There must be some of that water in his body.
Yeah.
Either through the ears or the mouth. If you dip the heel, it's not going to get in anywhere. I don't know.
I'm sleepy.
Apollo.
I just got a bone to pick with the anonymous Greeks who wrote that.
I think it was more so oral tradition passed on from generation to generation that made the story.
All right, those anonymous Greek bards... I got a bone
those
to pick with
storytellers.
Them. If they'd like to call into this show,
and astronomers,
yeah, then we can have a nice
is astrology the sciencey one or is
no.
astronomy?
Astrology was originally the sciencey one, but then it started being co-opted by
one.
Fortune tellers and star readers
and Nancy Reagan.
Yeah,
yeah. I heard this is like my dad's favorite story. They set up this like big summit with the Kremlin, and then Nancy Reagan was just like, actually the stars don't look really good on this, you guys gotta cancel. So like half a year's worth of work setting up this meeting with the Kremlin was like out the window because the quote stars weren't aligned.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Nancy Reagan was crazy.
Yeah,
she was sure. A literal sociopath.
I think we should go into another song.
Yeah.
Our apologies. Is she alive? Our apologies to Nancy Reagan.
I'm not sure. I don't really care.
I don't think so.
She is.
Oh, she is?
Good for her.
Our apologies to Nancy Reagan.
Thank you, Producer Danny.
Thank you, Producer Danny.
Up next is Thank God for Girls.
You really just hijacked that computer from me.
I did again. I'm sorry.
You know.
By Weezer.
The girl in the pastry shop with the net in her hair is making a cannoli for you to take on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade. And your main kind of dragons are ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone in a battle for supremacy and access to females glued to the TV. And even if you are victorious, you may receive many cuts, bruises, and scrapes, and you will require band-aids and antiseptic ointments and tender loving kisses on your stab.
Thank God.
world to think of, even though she isn't mine. I think about her all the day and all the night. It's enough to know that she's alive. She says I give a sweaty palm, she almost had a heart attack. The truth is that I'm just as scared, I don't know how to act. I wish that I could get to know her better, but meeting up in real life, I'll cause the illusion to shadow her. I call the name into all the trees, sing a song down on one knee, looking at the underwear page of this year's catalog like when I was 14. I'm levitating like a magnet, turn the wrong way around. I'm like an image for kids trying to meditate on the better levels from the past. For girls, thank God for girls. Holly Hayes and Chris Day from Tennessee to LA. In a centrifuge machine, mixed it with cardamom and cloves, microwaved it on the popcorn setting while Adam was like, that really hurts. So pissed at God, and he started lighting mighty forest fire, stealing ospreys eggs, messing with the bees who were trying to pollinate the echinacea, until God said, I'ma smite you with loneliness and break your heart in two. And Adam wept and wailed, tearing out his hair, falling on his knees, looked to the sky and said, thank God.
That was Weezer with Thank God for Girls, one of the singles off their new... Are they doing another album?
They are doing a new album.
They're doing a new album. It's cool. Pope Francis is on the cover of that single.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. A Jesuit, as we discussed earlier. Yeah.
Who also doesn't wear the funny Pope hat.
It's like it's him walking through a crowd, and it's like a back shot of him like walking.
No, he does. He does wear the funny Pope hat.
He does during services. He doesn't like any other.
He
time.
Wears it like for formal events, but other times he'll wear a simpler hat.
Yeah. The funny Pope hat that was designed for Peter Rabbit, the first Pope.
Okay. So, fun fact.
Yes.
Every a lot of religions have a different hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because, well, there's the general idea that you have to be humble towards God and therefore cover your head.
I thought it was just because hats are a great accessory.
Well, no.
Hats are also a great accessory.
Yeah, but like...
You have like the yarmulke.
The yarmulke.
It's pronounced yarmulke.
The yarmulke.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Agree to disagree.
But yeah, it's because the idea is like by being humble toward God, you can get yourself closer to him and like become the ideal religious person, or at least that's what it is in Christian monasticism.
I have no idea why people wear
that's hats. Why and, that's why they have the ascetic tendency. You have to like rid yourself of mortal life, escape from like the mortal fold as best you can, and in doing so you will become closer to God.
Yeah, I mean, there's that Whitest Kids You Know song, God Wants You to Wear a Hat, where they go through every single religious hat. There are a lot of them.
There's a really good Steve Martin song that's about how all religions have songs except atheists. It's called Atheists Don't Have No Songs.
That's very upsetting.
Yeah.
They don't have a catchy toe-tapping song.
No, I mean, there's nothing like...
Allied Atheists.
I mean, they could adopt like Ecstasies... Dear God, Ecstasies. That we heard earlier.
Oh, I get their name now.
Yeah, that's why they're called XTC.
Yeah.
It's like how INXS is in excess.
All right. Well, I think we're kind of reaching the end of our program here, so I think we should end it with the question, does God exist? Chris, go.
Beyonce does exist, so yes.
Yeah.
Beyonce Carly. Is our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe. Or kind... not maybe. Kind of.
I'm glad. God kind I'm glad exists. We came to so many good conclusions on today's program.
Yes.
So
I played Pocket Morty.
Yep. Thank you to the creators of Rick and Morty for making a game that makes Chris
thank
happy.
Thank you.
Thank you once
Rick
again,
and Morty
producer
people.
Dan. Your
Rick and Morty people. Thank you.
Danny coming through.
Unparalleled.
But really, the usefulness.
Thank
of Rick
you for
and Morty
TUPD for allowing us to actually get
thanks,
into the building.
Thanks. Tubed.
And this has been Word of the Day, the first episode of 2016.
Yes, season two. And actually, allow me just 1 second to bring up this, because I just made this connection now. Like in Norse mythology, how Ragnarok is both the beginning and end of the universe, God Only Knows by the Beach Boys is the beginning and end of our program, but just slightly different.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's so deep.
I know, right? That's why I just looked at it and I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I've been,
and it kind of connects to God in some way.
I've been Charlie.
I've been Zach.
Yeah, what? It's you again, Chris.
Oh, I've been Chris. Yes.
There we go.
Cool. Yeah. And this has been Word of the Day.
On WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford.
Have a nice weekend.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have fun with Storm Jonas.